Dictation for Miss Kiran Kizai, KIRNQIWAY, WAI, date of service 7/14/2022, date of birth 10/25/78, date of accident is 1/8/2022. Miss Kiran Kizai is a victim of an accident during winter time when the freeway was icy. She hit a median with her car, leading to impact on her upper back, pain and pain between the shoulders, into the right hip, right leg, and lower back, along with headaches. The pains have continued. There has been some radiation of pain to the right leg laterally and anteriorly, as well as left leg laterally. However, no numbness tingling was ever reported in the upper extremity. The patient is continuing a physical therapy 3 times per week, and she reports today that her pain level is around 9 in the area of neck, upper back, mid back, and lower back, and headaches are still continuing. ADLs are affected 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, and major effect is on the sleep as well as on the work, which is sleep is affected 7, work is affected 6. She's continuing light duty job at this time, and the patient reports 60% improvement overall in her symptoms. In the system review, patient reports headaches along with difficulty sleeping, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, but denies any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, blackouts, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, or any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient has an ongoing pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, and the right shoulders, and neck stiffness. In the GI, patient denies nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss are reported, and no other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol, and substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 121/74, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the physical examination, same from previous visit of 6/14/2022, dictation number 0624-059. The diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week, along with chiropractic treatment, acupuncture with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient remains on light duty 7 hours, 7 days for 10 pounds restriction. And the patient has been advised about the role of MRI that has been ordered before. And medication continues, Tramadol ER 100 milligram, along with ibuprofen Flexeril. And patient can try acupunctures. An MRI of the cervical spine completely was ordered. That patient has not done it. MRI of the brain for neuroquant was ordered, has not been done. The patient doesn't want to see a neuropsych at this time. An X-ray of the right hip was also ordered, but the hip pain is now gone, so it has been cancelled. The patient is otherwise fairly stable. There is a 40 to 50% improvement, and will continue like this. Thank you.